Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying sign, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And a big hello to everybody on this Tuesday night. I tell you what, yesterday it was hotter than hell. Now it's raining cats and dogs, so the bipolar weather is starting all over again in New Mexico. Everything's going psycho in the world. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well this evening, my friend. Doing well, man. Sitting here in the garage. Have a lantern burning, a citronelle candle. I'm smoking electric right. And drinking some TX on the rocks. How are you doing?
Oh man, that's been crazy up here. The weather changes about every 5 minutes. You never know what's going to happen out here, man. But I don't know if you can hear it, but it's hailing outside right now, and everything.
Wow.
So there's Russ Virgil. He's calling you. So anyways, I tell you what, we got a lot of. Activities going on now with the Second Amendment, you know, and everything that we're hearing about. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Sorry, I'm late.
Well, no problem, no problem. But, yeah, and now I just read an article that was clashing TCMA group or a militia group. That we, you know, a while back we talked about, you know, the passports and the camps for those not vaccinated. Well, now it's coming up. They're doing this in Canada right now and everything. So we're going to be seeing that here in the United States. You know, you can put all this together, you know, like me and Carmelita talked about, guys, today. This is why they want our guns. And as long as they don't have our guns, they can't do jack shit to us. Don't you agree?
Yeah, but I tell you what, and I don't mean to sound unhopeful or despondent because I'm not, because I really have zero fucks to give about any of this anymore. Let's just get on.
Right, right.
But getting back to the point that I wanted to make, after watching the public closely over the last 3 or 4 days, son, these people are so brainwashed, they couldn't find their both ends of the roadmap. I swear to God they couldn't. Well, am I wrong?
Cold said that last night.
No. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong in the least. You are not wrong in the least. I'm just mesmerized at the American people for letting this get as far as it's got already. I just cannot believe.
I know, it's just stunning, ain't it, bro? I mean, I sit here and I go, am I the only one? You know, and I know there's a few good, solid people out there, but, I'm not trying to offend anyone in any way, shape, or form. I'm thankful for every militia man out there. There's different groups. Different aspects on things, but that being said, everybody wants to be an operator until it's time to do operator shit,
mm-hmm.
and then you get nothing. Cricket. Am I wrong, Virgil?
No, you're not wrong at all. You're not wrong at all. You are 100,000% right. I can't, like I said, I for the life of me cannot, believe this is going on. Already this son of a bitch with the ATF, he's gonna make it mandatory for everybody to register their AR-15s, And assault and military style assault rifles and all of this kind of shit here, I'm waiting to see just how many people do this, how many people fall for this.
Me too.
Me too.
Well, you and I talked about it too, bro. It's like, why would you want to register your gun if they don't know you don't have it?
Because
someone answered me that.
I don't know, man. I don't know whether something in the water or something they're putting in the Fruit Loops or what. I don't know.
Go ahead. Let's run this down, okay? We're going to call my little segment here Critical Thinking 101. Please hold your comments until I'm done. Then pick up your phone and call and tell me how I'm wrong. Okay. Let's forget about all
not wrong.
Being warned everywhere. Let's forget about all that, okay? You people have been running that around in your little mask for over a year, all right? Year and a half, whatever ridiculous number that we're at, okay? Now, you went through all the terror of the pandemic. Yes, you did. You survived it, you bad motherfuckers. You survived it all. But now, after knowing you have a 99% chance of surviving this, now that you survived this horrible pandemic for a year and a half, you're going to line up by the millions to get injected with something that changes your RMA. And just hold your thoughts on that. RMA, from what I understand, talks to your DNA strength. It alters the way you were created to be. Now, that should scare the fuck out of you. The second part that should scare the fuck out of you, is this vaccine was derived, put together by a company called Moderna, whose bankroll is Bill Gates and one of the biggest depopulation advocates on the planet. He thinks humans are worthless. And so you're going to line up and get that. So you're going to run out there and get that shot. You know, I'm not judging you. Do what you got to do to feel good about what you got, or whatever, however you want to describe it. But I should be granted that same courtesy, common decency, whatever you want to call it, if my beliefs are different than that. But does that happen? No. As we said, the vaccine passports are coming. We're now being warned about strain number 18. Which God only knows two, or they just freaking the fuck out. CDC just told Michigan to lock down again. All right. Yep. They have a commission.
Let me say this, please.
They have a commission.
Go ahead.
Working on loading the Supreme Court. Make it 15 justices, and that means they can add 6 liberals. Not that the Constitution isn't already gone, but the Constitution won't have a chance in the hell after that. And I've said this before, and I'm going to repeat myself on this. If you're out there waving your GOP flag or your Trump flag or whatever, thinking that we're going to take the House or the Senate back in 2022, I want you to take whatever it is you're smoking, roll it in a plastic baggie, stick it in a can of coffee, and mail it to me. Because I want some of that shit.
Right. And here's the thing, I've been warning for how long now about COVID-20? That they're talking about right now, that's this new pandemic. Remember, I was warning you all about that? And everybody said I was full of shit? Who's full of shit now?
Well, if it does come to occur, here's my prediction. The next wave, or whatever you want to call it, of their new fucking biological attack. I'm going to say this right now. Y'all can laugh if you want to, but mark my words. I know I'm right on this. The majority of the hospitalizations and deaths from this new strain will be people who had the full vaccine, both shots. Mark my words, right there.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, yeah, it's a definite setup. It's a definite setup.
I think we said this about a week ago on that, and Virgil did, that they're dressing this up for people who had vaccines because they're starting to die off, you know, and they're right now they're starting to, so they got to have something to back this up. But Fauci is going back on his word now and saying, well, this vaccine's not going to work against this new pandemic. Well, then why the hell should we get vaccinated then? If it don't work.
Well,
explain that one.
They may find something, come up with something that will kill my unvaccinated ass, which will stay unvaccinated, thank you very much. I may die of a virus, but I tell you what, if it's bad enough to take me out, Keith Richards and cockroaches are going with me.
Right.
Yeah, that is true.
Right.
So, Virgin, you know, what do you see across the country, man? Is it the same everywhere, or is it just in this shithole town I'm in where everybody's
no, it's no, it's you know, people are still lining up down here at the local pharmacy and whatever, getting this poison shot into them, and you've got a. Like you said, you know, you go, you know, mask mandates have been lifted in a lot of places, but you go in stores and whatever, and people are still wearing masks, and it's, I mean, it's just total brainwash. It's like, I tell you what, Russell, this is what it's like. Remember that movie, The Mummy, The Mummy, you know, with, what's his name? Brandon Fletcher, I think it was.
Yeah.
That scene where the whole crowd is marching, Amatet. It's like that. Everybody's just mesmerized. You know, just totally just out of it, in a trance. And, you know, and now, you know, these, all of a sudden, these police shootings are coming up. Police are starting to, they opened up hunting season on black men again. And you got this fish-faced Palestinian who still hasn't answered any of my letters. You know, I've been putting Facebook jail for asking her, you know, to show me where Palestine is on a map. She has yet to do it. But, oh, she's calling. She's once again calling for the defunding of the police. She wants defunding of the police. She doesn't want local police. She wants a national police force. Just like Obama cried for, national police force. You know, we've got to have a national police force.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you do know whatever that dumb broad who's the spokesperson for the White House now, Ipana or whatever her fucking name is. I'll get back to you. I'll get around to you or whatever the fuck. They came out on live television and admitted that Obama was calling the shots, that he was talking to Joe all the time. So we know where all this is coming from. And let me tell you, I know you don't want to admit it. Now, we here on the show, we know this. We've been telling you this for a while. But you don't want to admit it because you listen to this on the internet, you listen to that. And some of y'all are still wrapped up in this being some kind of a big master plan.
He dropped. Oh, gosh. I hope he calls back, world. He just dropped a call. But he's right. Russell's correct in what he said, because we've been speculating the same thing about Obama being in the middle of
it. It's not only Obama that's pushing buttons. It's Hillary Clinton too. It's Brennan too. Susan Rice. It's all of these people. It's all of these people.
Yep.
That are pushing the buttons. I mean, it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's back.
You know,
Russell, you're 100% correct in what you said. 100%.
Yeah, I just don't get it, Virgil. You know, Virgil Joseph, I guess we were raised in a different era. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why they want to kill all the old white people. I don't know.
What?
The point is, we grew up in a different era. We grew up pretty much in freedom. They hadn't got real ballsy during that period yet. We've watched what's happened to this country over the years, my brothers. And I tell you what, man, it'll fucking I don't understand why more people can't see it. We preach, we talk, you know, we go out, we train other groups, we pass on information and stuff. It's just like the country has literally surrendered, I think.
Well,
I mean,
Russell,
that's what my heart is telling me. Am I wrong, guys?
No,
not at all.
The country, especially when it comes to today's youth, has become a list of followers. I mean, it's become an entire entity of followers. Okay, let me give you an example. Okay, anything these kids see, and adults these days, in a rap video, oh, they got to have it. They got to have it. Boy, the wheels on the, you know, $20,000 worth of rims and tires on a $700 car with a $350 Earl Shine paint job on it. Oh, they got to have it. You know, the whole trunk rattling apart from boom, 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 boom. I mean, we've all heard it at the stoplights. I tell you what, Russell, if you took, find you a rap group, you know, with a song where nobody can understand the words or the meaning to it, put it together, go out in a cow pasture or a stockyard, find you a pile of petrified cow shit, rig it to a gold chain or make it into a hat and put it in a rap video, I guarantee you every cow pasture, stockyard, and bull haulers would get their fields and their pens clean for free. They would even come out with a cordless. They would even come out with a cordless blow dryer so you could blow it as soon as it fell out of the cow's ass on the ground so you could hurry up, dry it off, and wear it as a hat.
I guarantee
you. Let Beyonce or Rihanna, let them each put on a cow shit hat, and I guarantee you, the kids from around the country will invade every stockyard and cow pasture in this country.
And it's the same way with this.
And the reason I'm saying it, it's the same way with this. They love bullshit. If the right person puts out the right type of bullshit, oh, they all for it. You're a nut job. You're crazy. You're stupid. You're just showing your ignorance. Okay? The bullshit is correct. And they're going for it hook, line, and sinker each and every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, you called it earlier, you know, when you said, you know, that I see a lot of, I mean, I see it every day out here. People, like you said, they're brainwashed bad. I mean, very badly up here. I mean, you know. Oh, I got to tell you, Virgil, you remember the last truck stop where I met you at?
Yeah.
They took down the mass signs where you, in other words, you know, it's maskless in there now. We just noticed it today when me and Trish went down there. We walked in there without our mask and everybody else is wearing a mask. But it didn't say a word.
Like Russell said, you know. You go in Costco, Walmart, HEB, Target, Best Buy, whatever, you know, and, you know, we're supposed to be all in phase three, you know, and all of this, you know, I don't have to wear a mask anymore, but everybody still got it on, you know, and
yeah. But I was laughing because Russell said this yesterday that when it happened to him, and me and Trish was like, what did they take the sign down? You know? So, but,
well,
but
you
anyhow,
know, and the economy, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine today. He wants to buy him a new rig, a new Peterbilt, and he's just scared to pull the trigger, Russell. He just does not know which way this economy is going to go. So he's just, you know, throwing money into his old rig, trying to keep it going. Because like all of us, you know, we just don't know which way this is gonna go. We don't know which way this is gonna go.
I think they're gonna shut the country down again because, you know, they're already shutting Michigan down. And once that happens, you're gonna see a chain reaction of states going shutting down. They already shut down a school up here today because one kid had COVID. After reopened up and everything, but oh, by the way, we're now an open carry state, so we're on board now.
All right, open carry or constitutional carry? There's a difference, Joseph. Get your terms right. Open carry or constitutional carry?
Both. Open carry, constitutional. We can carry our guns anywhere except going into a federal building or into a courthouse. Those are the only places not allowed.
All right, can you carry them concealed without a permit?
That I'm going to look into because they just passed it. So
New Mexico has always been an open carry state. You see, you got to read your shit a little bit more closely. You see, because things are pushing for... They're pushing for constitutional carry where you don't have to have a permit to carry concealed. I'm pretty sure that's what you're talking about.
Probably, because I know that 17 anti-gun bills failed. So that's a good thing. So they all failed and stuff. But I'm going for concealed carry class this weekend and everything to get my permit. But...
Why don't you check? Why don't you check your laws a little bit closely? Because you do have a habit of getting shit wrong. Okay.
Yeah, I am.
You need to check your laws and see if it's constitutional carry. You don't need a permit to conceal carry, Joseph.
Okay. I'm going to look into it more so and everything, but this is just what I have heard. So, and everything. I didn't know we were an open carry state. So, but anyhow, I don't know. Virgil, you said this last night, and I got to tell you, it's psycho right now. Everything is psychotic. The way everything is going, I mean, oh my God. I mean, it's like, I'm just sitting back here in my little studio apartment, and I'm just watching everything go, you know. I'm doing my garden, you know, and everything. So I'm getting ready, brother. I'm getting ready over here for it. I know it's coming.
Well, you know, I know it's coming, too. And, you know, like I said, you know, the confirmation of that, no good, sorry, nope. Son of a bitch and murderer from Waco who,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, I mean, even Clay Higgins doesn't like him, you know, because, mm-hmm. You see, in Waco, the agents that tried to pull off the home invasion, and the reason mm-hmm. it was a home invasion is because, you know, they felt, you see, here's what kicked it all off. All right, there was a UPS man delivering a package over there, and it was a heavy package. And what it was hand grenade casings, okay? which you could buy at any gun show, which you could buy across the mail order, everything. They were just hunks of cast iron. Oh, he panicked. And the ATF knew this. And, well, you put some gunpowder in there and rig a fuse up to it, you know, you got a hand grenade. Well, no shit. You know, the Army surplus stores were full of these things. Okay? Mm-hmm. Except these did not have what now you have to have is the drilled hole in the bottom, the half-inch hole. And so they used that. We're going to go raid this and we're going to go raid that. And, you know, they went up there just like bulls in a china shop, like the petty dictators and self-appointed legislatures that they think they are once they get those badges. And they went trying to knock down the people's doors, and the people got wind they were coming and they were prepared for them. And they got some holes drilled in them with them 50 caliber Barretts that they legally bought at gun shows. That's why they're all harping on the 50 caliber now, the 50 caliber. Because let me tell you something, they are very few and far between body armor manufacturers that manufacture body armor strong enough to stop a 50 caliber round. So
I was wondering about that. That makes sense. Okay.
Well, if you read about the Waco raid, that's a significant excuse as to why they're wanting to ban the 50 caliber Barrett and the 50 caliber rounds for civilians, and they're wanting to register the ones that they got out there now. So, and these agents were out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. So, and this scumbag was out of the Lake Charles office. And they went over there, and they got dealt with and got into a firefight, big firefight, and, you know, the rest is history. You know, Janet Reno calling for, you know, an end to the siege and everything else, and by any means, whatever they had to do. And so what did they do? They did the typical thing. They set the place on fire, and they burned people down, just like the federal government did in the Watts shootout with the SLA at the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they set the house on fire, and you're going to come out and you're going to burn
down. You're going to burn down.
So they're nothing but a bunch of SS officers murdering Gestapo son of bitches. You know, we saw the measure of their resolve with Lavoie Fennecombe, with Randy Weaver. So I mean, what more, people? What more do you need for them to come kicking in your door, and kill your wife and kids? I mean, what do you need? What do you need? What are you waiting for?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I mean, you know, we see it coming, brother. We see it coming. We know it's coming. We're prepared for it, but I don't know. It's like me and Carmelita talked about this morning, too, and everything. It's like, you know, what's it going to take for everybody to get their shit together?
Well, it's not a matter. You have a lot of people that do have their shit together. It's just
some do, some don't.
They went out and bought all this stuff. Well, them that do, congratulations. Them that don't, sucks to be you. Okay.
Right.
But a lot of them bought this all this stuff, and they don't know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like I said, you know, you put a certain type of weapon in an action movie, you know, somebody that loves action movies or war movies or whatever. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to find one of those. Well, they search on the internet and they find a copy of it or this, that, and the other. And they buy this thing. And they put it up and don't know how to use it.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right. And, you know, we see this too. I mean, people want to be like Rambo, and it's like, it's a movie. It's, you know, it's come down to, like we always say, come down to the realization, it's a movie.
You know,
and
I guarantee you, Russell can back me up on this. You know, I'd like to get about 20 people out in the open field and with a crate of Lowell's rockets, you know, bust that crate open and say, I want to see you fire those things. You know, just let me get the fuck out of the way first. And I guarantee you, you'll see the biggest comedy show you ever wanted to see in your life.
Right. Right. But, you know, and my heart goes out to Carmen. She called me earlier. Her uncle passed away. And he actually got the Johnson & Johnson COVID shot. And he ended up with he died from the blood clot. So she just told me this earlier. So our heart goes out to her. So we're seeing a lot of this going on and everything. But then, Marjorie told me tell you all thank you, Russell Virgil. Because she heard our show last night. So she said thank you for the condolences. So that's from Marjorie. So just let you know.
Well, Marjorie, if you're listening tonight, we're sorry for your loss. I know you're feeling. I lost both of my parents. You know, they were way apart. You know, my father died of a heart attack, massive heart attack at 66, and I had to watch my mother die over the course of about maybe half a year. 8 months, 10 months of Alzheimer's, stage 4 Alzheimer's. So, you know, I know how you feel, darling. You know.
I was telling her about your grandson too. So I told her about that.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, that's nothing.
I'm done. I just wanted to say that.
Well,
your family.
You know, my grandson is just the tip of the iceberg. I was informed the other day, parents were looking for their 14-year-old daughter. They went to the neighbor's house. They made phone calls and everything else. And they went back in her room, found out that she forgot her cell phone. Well, no 14-year-old forgets her phone, you know. So they started getting real worried. Well, the little house dog went to whining and scratching on the walk-in closet door. And they opened up the door, and there was their 14-year-old daughter sitting with her back against the wall. She had a needle and a syringe in her hand, and was in the closet shooting heroin and OD'd. So, 14 years old, and right down the road from us in Plaquemine, Louisiana, a teenage boyfriend and girlfriend. What is that noise?
That's not coming from me. Everything's turned off tonight. So.
Okay. So, teenage boyfriend and girlfriend, 15, 16 years old. The 16-year-old girl is in the hospital in the ICU in a guarded condition. She's on a ventilator, and she's on a pulse detection defibrillator. If her heart rate gets too low, it gives her a jolt. The boy looks like he's going to make it, but the girl, they're not too hopeful on her. And fentanyl. So
biggest killer in the United States.
Whether it's whether it's the COVID-19, 2021, COVID-99, whatever, with the turbocharger and the automatic windows or whatever you're going to call it, they're killing us. They're killing us left and right. They're killing us.
Yep. Killing our youngins with it, you know, and everything. And
whether it's a virus,
I mean,
whether it's a virus or whether it's a vaccine or whatever, you know, you want to talk about, oh well, I'm not going to take a gun, and I'm just going to use it for self defense, and I'm not going to do this and do that. Well, the first shots have already been fired, ladies and gentlemen. The first shots have already been fired, except it wasn't with a 223 or an AR-15. It was done with a needle and syringe. Okay? Wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up.
And it's coming from the border. It's coming from the border. That catch tons, is it, all the time now up here.
You know?
You know, so, but I'm saying, you know, I lost my friends, they're close friends of mine for that stuff, you know, and everything. So I know, I see it all the time that people are dropping dead right now. And I could tell you, every night we're downtown Albuquerque, everybody's dead with this stuff, every night.
Well, I don't know, you know, but the point is, we're seeing, you know, you're seeing it, so everyone else is seeing it, but nobody, you know, the ship is sinking, and you got the buckets, but nobody wants to bail water. They're afraid they're going to get wet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, you know. But, you know, our Second Amendment rights and everything, you know, what we were talking about earlier, this is just the beginning of what, you know, all the rights are being taken away slowly being taken away.
Well, I can tell you what, like Russell just said, if they get their way to pack the Supreme Court, it's all over but the crime. It is all over but the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. You might as well put your head between your legs, kiss your ass goodbye.
Yep.
Because once that happens,
man,
they are going to start passing some of the most totalitarian, asinine laws that you have ever seen in your life. And they're already wrote up. They're already wrote up. You know, they've been getting written up by the UN. They've been getting wrote up by the Muslim Brotherhood. They've been getting wrote up by the DNC. They've been getting written up by everybody but the American people. But the American people.
Well, just like Russell said, too, we lost our country a long time ago. We really did.
You know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I've gone into detail on this. excuse me. Through the Obama administration and stuff, we're seeing a decade-long plan come to fruition for the left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they put the fences up in D.C. for just that purpose. They're not going to stop. They're not going to give up. I expect them to set their dogs loose soon. And it's going to be horrible. And to those of you who think... with what happened this last November, that there will ever be a legitimate election again.
Nope.
You're lying to yourself. All right? This is it. They said they were going to come And I said on January, January 20th, when Biden raises his hand, they are going to come fast and hard, and that is all they have done. They can't make the wheel turn any faster than they are right now.
Okay, mm-hmm. and this here, Russell, this here, you notice in the news, all you hear now is attacks on Asians, attacks on mm-hmm. elderly Asian people, okay? You see, and I talked to someone, you know, through a messenger deal on Facebook, and I told them, you know, they're Asian, and I told them, you know, we are not the ones. We are not the ones attacking you. This is all being arranged. These are those Antifa punks. These are those Antifa punks that are being sent and targeting Asian people. I said, I guarantee you.
Why have you noticed?
I said, don't fall for the bullshit. Don't fall for the bullshit that these are white nationalists or white supremacists and all of this. Don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. Mm-hmm. They've already got the blacks and the whites divided. Now they've got to get you on their side, you know, against us. I said, do not fall for it. Do not mm-hmm. fall for it. This is another example of using the Antifa jackals to cause a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice most of the attacks are done by black dudes.
Well, down here in Louisiana, we have a considerable Vietnamese population here in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because of the, you know, and a lot of them's in the seafood industry. And a lot of them own a lot of convenience stores and everything. And Tran and Cindy, they own a little small store, right? They own three stores, one here in my neighborhood and two others in Baton Rouge. And they're some of the nicest people you ever wanted to meet. And me and Tran, we talk all the time. I've sold him a couple of guns, and we've gone to the range, and we've shot together and everything, and, you know, he's more American than most Americans that were born in this country.
Right.
And, you know, they're a traditional Vietnamese family. They have their little thing. They have their little group they're in, but they're really good guys. And we talk about this a lot. And, I tell them, I say, you know, it's not the group of people that I run with that's doing this. It's these Antifa punks. And they're being pushed. They're being financed. They're being well-financed. And Black Lives Matter, you know, this trial up there up north, you know, it's the same thing, you know. You're going to convict this guy, or we're gonna burn the country down. Well, how is somebody supposed to get a fair trial with that shit going on? Why aren't these people being arrested for public intimidation, for extortion, for obstruction? Well, you know, making these statements to the press. Why isn't Facebook blocking them, Twitter blocking them, you know? Making all these statements of threatening to cause civil disorder and violence if they don't get their way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's intimidation. That's blackmail. That's extortion.
And if we would have said something like that, we would be prosecuted, tried, and put under the jail. You know?
Oh, we would have the feds, the Secret Service knocking on our doors left and right. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's like, damn, you know, I see that too, Virgil, and it's like, you know, it's like with me. I got put back to Facebook jail just for calling somebody a dummy. And then I see after that, he got put in Facebook jail. You know. But, you know, it is what it is.
You know, Clay Higgins,
you know,
with the group that got shut down, the NFAC, when they were coming to Lafayette to cause a bunch of trouble, you know, he made the statement to them, you know, that if, you know, you're going to come here to start shit, you're going to find shit. Oh, he got crucified. He got crucified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you have a United States Congresswoman who says, okay, Trump supporters, it's our time. Soldiers, you know what to do. Make them pay, blah, 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 blah. You know, oh, she's praised as a hero. You know, because she's black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it, because she was black.
Mm-hmm. And again,
so,
because any of us that did that, we would be prosecuted and tossed under the jail.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the fence around the Capitol building and all around Washington and everywhere, you know, if you look at old photos, you know, you'll see fences around Hitler's headquarters, his bunker, and the Nazi headquarters and all of this, and the SS guards all the way around it, and this, that, and the other. You know, this is just history repeating itself right here in the good old U.S. of A.
Way out of Hitler in office right now. You know, so.
Well,
but anyway, guys.
Go ahead, Ross.
That's exactly what we're watching happen. Virgil nailed it on that one. All right, guys. I got to go. I got to get up early, so, man, be safe, my brothers. America, we love you.
You too.
Please remove your cranium from your aim orifices and wake up to what's going on around you. Gunny's out.
Yeah, right.
All right.
See you later, brother. Be careful. Yeah, it's getting close to that time and everything. We'll be back Thursday night. I don't know, brother. What do you want to make a prediction? We haven't done one in a while.
Well, I can predict this. The majority of American people are going to pussy down to all of this. Mm-hmm. And the only prediction I can make right now is, you know, if it's not stopped now, right here, right now, you're not going to stop it. You're not going to stop it.
Exactly.
The only hope that you will have left, the only hope that you will have left is that Vladimir Putin comes to our rescue. That is the only hope hope that we will have. Is that Russia is going to save Vladimir Putin.
If you notice, me and Carmelita, I'm going to say this before we close the show. We talked about this, me and Carmelita. It's like right now, Taiwan and China are fixing to get into it. Taiwan will fight. Once they get into it, Russia will step in, Japan will step in, you know, and everything. So it's coming. It's coming, Virgil. It's coming. You know,
oh yeah,
and everything.
Oh yes.
So, you know, and now that I have to ask you, the soldiers in Afghanistan, all of them are being pulled out now. What do you think of that one?
Well, they should have never been sent there in the first place. It was all. It was all a bunch of bullshit. It was all a bunch of Dick Cheney bullshit. Just like Obama's calling the shots now, and you know, Brennan and Hillary, you know, pulling all the strings and everything. You know, Bush may have been titled the 43rd president, but he wasn't president. Cheney was calling the shots. Cheney was his puppeteer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no doubt in my mind.
This. But anyway, we'll go ahead and close the show. We'll be back on Thursday night. Oh, and I got one more question for you. And somebody had asked me this, and I'm going to ask you, when was the Chinook helicopters? Are they still in service, or did they get decommissioned after Vietnam?
Yes, yes. No, the Chinooks are still in service. The Chinook was one of the best concepts that were put into production in the military. I don't know, you know, the downfall with the Chinook, they leak hydraulic fluid like a son of a bitch, like a seal. But
I remember you saying
if you look at a Chinook, okay, a lot of people confuse those the bottom of it. You'll see how it bellies out, you know, at the bottom. You know, you have those bellies on each side of it, you know, and a lot of people confuse that. They think that's fuel tanks. That's not fuel tanks. Those are pontoons. You see, that goddamn thing will float. You can land it on water. It will float.
And, well, the reason I got a friend of mine up in Canada, and she's been seeing a lot of them fly by her house, and she takes some supplies of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, I think they serve commission, but I'll ask my friend. She goes, I've never seen them out here.
Yeah, they're still used. They're still used. And you see, the thing is about a Chinook, it'll fool you. You think that thing is big, bulky, and slow. Well, that thing will outrun the Apache attack chopper gunships. You see, a lot of times they use them, and they use the Apache gunships as escorts for them, you know, defense escorts. And a lot of times the Apache pilots will have to call them and tell them, hey, slow down, we can't keep up. I mean, those things are moving. Those things are moving.
Well,
I mean, you know, Russell's parachuted out of the back of them many a time.
All right. I know. I remember him saying so. Well, these ones, she saw some videos. These ones had the big guns mounted in front of them. So,
well,
she said there's something going on because.
Well, no. Those are not guns. Those are not guns. All right, they'll fool you. All right, those are the air to air refueling tubes sticking out of the front.
Okay. But she said it's strange because where she lives at, she's never seen any kind of military activity, and all of a sudden these Chinook, bunches of them are flying around.
Mm-hmm.
Right around her area now, so there's something going on over there. And everything. So I told her I'd ask you about it. You know.
No, they're still in service. The Air National Guard, and they're trying to phase them out in favor of the Osprey, but the Osprey still has a lot of bugs in it. It still has quite a few bugs in it.
So anyway, my friend, we'll go ahead and close the show. We'll be back here on Thursday night. Hopefully we're not blown up. We'll be back by then. Yeah, when these cycles are charged, who knows what's going to happen, you know. But I don't know. I'm just kicking back. I'm doing my garden and everything. So I've been getting prepared. We're prepared up here. We're being trashed. We're more than ready over here in case the shit goes down, you know.
Wow.
And everything. So. So,
well,
it's not if
the shit has gone down. It's going down already. It's going down now. And, you know, when is somebody going to you know, the chips need to come off the shoulders. Some organization needs to be established. And, you know, I'm just going to say it flat out, you know, like Russell said, if you're depending on the 2022, you know, congressional and senatorial elections, you're stupid. Because let me tell you something,
right.
Bullets will change your government way surer than votes. So do the math
exactly.
on that one. And good
exactly.
night, Chesty,
well,
wherever you are. I'm out.
All righty, you be careful up there and everything. And we're all going to hang
right.
off. So everybody, we'll see you Thursday night. Have a good one. Good night, everyone.
My wife with another man. Now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, and I finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now Red, he's the dangest dog this old boy has ever seen. He's got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. Lord, he's a four-legged driving machine. Just consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. Hear the warden say, come on somebody, why don't you run over at the kitchen to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun, Red'll have his treat before the morning comes.